Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward, and today I'll be speaking with Brian Allborn, Group President of Driveline Systems at Linamar Corporation. Brian is a member of Lauder's Class of 1989 and joins us today from Michigan via telephone. Thank you for coming today, Brian. So before we get started, could you describe your background prior to coming to Lauder?
Yeah, I'm a Midwesterner out of Michigan and Indiana, and I attended DePauw University in Greencastle, Indiana as an undergrad and worked for General Motors for 3 years prior to coming in Indianapolis prior to coming to the Lauder Institute in the spring of 1987.
Did you have any prior international experience before you came?
Yeah, I did. I'd done the, I guess I would call it a normal 1970s Midwestern international experience of having taken 4 years of German in high school, then an exchange student in Germany, and also studied abroad for a year in what was at that time the Soviet bloc, Vienna, Budapest, and Prague.
What attracted you to the Lauder program?
The opportunity to get an MBA from obviously a very reputable program, but more importantly, to be able to continue through both sides of my brain in understanding my interest in European culture, particularly German, to be able to further that at the same time. It was always clear to me that the world I lived in, even in the Midwest, was going to be highly global, and being capable in that area seems like quite an advantage.
Definitely, and I think that remains certainly true today. What did you do after you graduated?
After I graduated, I became a management consultant, working in Detroit, working primarily in the auto industry and with automotive OEMs and automotive suppliers. From there, I was hired by a client and began a management career inside of the auto industry, increasingly progressively up through various organizations. Along those lines, I also twice did Silicon Valley-based startup companies.
That sounds interesting. What sort of startup companies were they?
One was a company that offered new technology that improved the performance of mechanical gears. And the second was a fuel injection technology, which is changing the fuel efficiency of automotive engines, as we speak, dramatically decreasing the amount of fuel required to run an automotive engine.
Wow, that's very impressive, staying with that automotive theme. What do you do currently?
I am the group president of the Driveline Systems Group for Linamar Corporation, and I'm also the group president of the Industrial and Construction Group of Linamar Corporation. Collectively, about $1.3 billion of sales and about 5,000 to 6,000 employees in most major markets globally.
For those who might be unfamiliar with Linamar, could you describe what the firm does?
Yeah, Linamar is one of the leading producers of powertrain components for the automotive and heavy construction and heavy truck industries, which means we make things like gears, camshafts, crankshafts, cylinder blocks, cylinder heads, differentials, things that are all involved with the movement of your vehicle that most consumers aren't very familiar with.
Could you discuss how you utilize the skills you learned at Lauder, even though your job is based in the United States?
Yeah, I think the industries in which I work, automotive and heavy truck and so forth, are clearly global industries. I don't think anyone would see General Motors or Volkswagen or a Caterpillar is anything other than, you know, world, globally important manufacturing firms. The end result of that to me is that I have plants, I have employees, I have personalities, and I have customers in almost all major markets, and it's very important for me to understand how to do business in those markets. Everything from technical things like accounting and tax related issues, but I think more importantly to me and more to the sweet spot of the Lauder Institute, is really understanding how to manage effectively in very different cultures with very different managerial behaviors.
Sure, I think really the hallmark of the program is that cross-cultural training, cross-cultural understanding.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple of examples of things that are going on in my life right now. We are building a very significant relationship in my company, a new relationship with Volkswagen. And it is highly relevant to the senior people at Volkswagen that I show up in Wolfsburg and as an American conduct my meetings in German. The value of that in terms of demonstrating to them that their choice of doing business with us is not to suggest that they won't be doing business with someone who understands their culture and their way of doing business together, both from the way they like to conduct business relationships, but also the fact that I speak their language suggests that I also understand their culture. Secondly, as a corollary to that, and so I do a lot of business with BMW, Audi, Volkswagen are very current examples of me fairly regularly being in those customers' locations and headquarters in Germany and speaking with them in German regularly. The second secondary aspect of that is perhaps a little more subtle, and again, to Lauder's strong points, is I have a plant in Crimmitschau, Germany, which is over near Dresden in Saxony in the former East Germany. And I also have some customers that they deal with in Cologne, Wolfsburg, and the former Western Germany. And understanding the differences between those communities and how those regions within Germany interface with each other and the biases and the differences in those subcultures, if you want to call it that, is enormously important for my success in building a good team in various aspects of Germany. I could give you similar examples in Mexico or in China.
Right. That's really a perfect example, or both of those are perfect examples of utilizing not only the language component of the program, but also that cultural component as well.
The aspect of the Lauder Institute in terms of its emphasis on cultural understandings between countries. But really, you could even say the same thing when I go down into Texas to do business as an American from Michigan going to Texas. The cultural understandings don't necessarily mean always international as well. They can be quite important even in the United States. I also have the company I work for is an Ontario-based company. So I'm actually, I deal with subtleties between Canadians and Americans that are much more significant than one might think. The emphasis in Lauder of cultural understandings and appreciation and respect is huge in almost every aspect of what I do. And it's been a key to my success, to the degree I've had success in my career, which I think many would say. A lot of that has been born on the ability to understand the perspective of the people I'm doing business with. And Lauder really helped me heighten that capability.
Sure, and I think that's become an even more important and integral part of the curriculum in recent years with the introduction of the GKL, the Global Knowledge Lab, the Culture Quest trip that takes place every year, and then most recently, the Global Program, which, of course, brings people from various linguistic backgrounds to Lauder.
Yep.
So shifting gears a little bit, now, as an alum, have you been a part of the Lauder alumni community? Have there been any resources that you found particularly helpful over the years?
Well, personally valuable, the friendships and relationships of my class, of the classes near mine, continue to be extremely strong. My involvement with Lauder alumni has been limited to simply attending certain reunions and events. My wife also went to Lauder with me. Together, we met at Lauder. So the two of us were at the San Francisco reunion 2 years ago. I've been in a couple of them in New York. I have not attended any of them abroad. And the relationships that we have from Lauder are enormously important to us. again, we met there. And we utilize those pretty regularly. I'm on the phone with someone from Lauder probably every 6 to 8 weeks.
And that really does seem to be a common thread among Lauder alumni who are not only working together professionally, but also keep in touch on a personal level. I guess to conclude, is there any advice or thoughts that you would like to share with a prospective student who might be looking at the program?
Yeah, I would say that the real value of the program, obviously people look to apply because of the credentialing that comes with it. It's a highly prestigious program. I think everyone understands that. I think really making sure that if one's looking at the Lauder Institute and comparing it to some other programs that might be out there, the Lauder program really has an emphasis on the cultural awareness and understanding of how to do business and how to live life in various different environments and understand the perspective of people from very different backgrounds. Aspect of the program, on top of certainly the linguistic things, which are perhaps a little bit easier to do, Matt, one could do some of that with Rosetta Stone, but it's the unwritten cultural understanding that Lauder brings that I think is absolutely extraordinary. If you map that on top of the incredible network it now has of alumni and employers and faculty, it's a pretty powerful organization. And I was there earlier this month, and it's pretty impressive to see how it's grown. But it is unique. And one looking to apply to it should really look at the depth of what really ends up being taught to one there, because it's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. Well, I think we'll leave it there. Don't want to keep you too long. I know you're a busy person. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast.